天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。朋友，你曾害怕沮丧过吗？你是一个很容易受惊恐，常常感到害怕的人吗？那你就会问，我们这些恐惧害怕都是从哪里来的呢？圣经中使徒保罗不也是曾经感到过沮丧和害怕吗？神又是如何带领他的呢？下面我们就来听听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are very happy that you tuned into this broadcast.
我们非常高兴你收听这个节目。
If you are a person who is often intimidated or fearful,
如果你是一个很容易受惊恐，常常感到害怕的人，
I want you to stay tuned.
我希望你能留下来继续听节目。
Because the Lord has a word for you today.
因为今天神要对你说话。
The definition of intimidation is to inspire with fear in order to influence change.
威胁的意思是指用恐吓来影响他人。
But I want to tell you something about intimidation in the spiritual realm.
但让我来谈一谈属灵领域里的威胁。
Satan uses intimidation all the time with all believers.
撒旦每时每刻都在威胁信徒。
Satan uses intimidation in order to silence believers.
撒旦威胁信徒是为了要他们闭口。
And all of us have been a subject to Satan's tactics of intimidation at one time or another.
我们都曾被撒旦狡猾的手法威胁过。
Because fear and intimidation are among Satan's major weapons in order to discourage believers.
因为威胁和恐吓是撒旦让信徒气馁的主要武器。
Fear and intimidation are Satan's weapon to render believers totally ineffective for God.
威胁和恐吓是来自撒旦的攻击，致使信徒完全不能有效地为神而活。
Yet in reality, Satan's weapons of fear and intimidation are psychological and they have no power.
事实上，撒旦的威胁和恐吓只不过是心理上的，并没有能力。
The only power that fear has over you,
恐吓唯一能对你起作用的，
is the power that you give Satan to have over you.
是你给予撒旦机会来压倒你。
I want you to please listen very carefully to this illustration.
请你留意地听着。
If you don't listen carefully, you might miss the point.
如果你不够专心，可能会错过这个要点。
So concentrate with me please for a minute.
请你聚精会神地听我说。
A study was conducted some time ago.
在早些时候做过一项研究。
This study was done on the chimpanzee and it produced some fascinating results.
这是对黑猩猩进行的研究，其结果很有趣。
Animal behavioral scientists decided to spend some time with the chimpanzee community.
研究动物行为学的科学家决定和黑猩猩生活一段时间。
And they observed that the leadership of certain chimpanzee communities could change quickly.
他们观察到黑猩猩群落的领导权可以很快地被替换。
One such change resulted from the dramatic bluff by a monkey from the lowest level of the colony.
其中的一次替换是由猴子群中一只最低阶层的猴子以戏剧性虚张声势的动作引起的。
This is how it worked.
事情是这么的。
One particular chimp dominated this monkey establishment with empty kerosene cans.
这只猴子用空的煤油罐就很轻易地控制了整个猴群。
He would yelp loudly and bang these cans together.
他不断地敲击煤油罐，并大声地吼叫。
Now, according to the scientists,
科学家描述说
their clamorous behavior frightened the apes.
这种大喊大叫的举动吓坏了其他猴子。
And the fear created by the one monkey terrified the whole group.
由这只猴子所制造的恐慌吓住了整群猴子。
So much so that the group leader surrendered to the one making all the noise.
如此这般，猴王就向这只发出噪音的猴子让位了。
When I read this, I thought of how true this is of Satan.
当我看到这里，我就想，撒旦不也是这样吗？
All he is doing is banging on some empty cans, and we become frightened.
他所做的就是不断地敲击一些空罐子，而我们就害怕了。
But the Bible said that the spirit of fear is not of God.
圣经上说，这种恐惧不是从神而来。
And if the spirit of fear is not of God, then it is of Satan.
如果这种恐惧不是来自于神，那么只能来自于撒旦。
I want you to listen very carefully, please, because this affects every one of us.
请你听清楚，这影响到我们每一个人。
When you allow the spirit of fear to take hold of you, you are opening yourself up to Satan's tricks.
当你让胆怯的心控制你的时候，你就会把自己暴露在撒旦的诡计之下。
If you allow Satan's bluff to intimidate you,
如果你让撒旦来吓唬你、恐吓你
，You will surrender your rightful victory that God has given you.
你就放弃了神让你得胜的特权，只能束手就擒。
Perhaps no one understood the spirit of fear like the Apostle Paul.
也许没有人比使徒保罗更了解这胆怯的心了。
In fact, he writes to Timothy and he says, "God has not given us a spirit of fear."
事实上，他曾写信给提摩太说，神赐给我们不是胆怯的心。
And he definitely makes it clear that the spirit of fear is an evil spirit.
他非常肯定地说明，这种胆怯的心来自邪恶的灵。
But Acts 18 tells us that Paul was afraid, lonely, and discouraged.
然而，在使徒行传18章那里告诉我们，保罗也曾感到害怕、孤单、沮丧。
Please turn with me, if you have a Bible, to the book of Acts, chapter 18.
如果你手上有圣经，请和我一起翻到《使徒行传》18章。
How do we know that Paul was really afraid?
我们怎能知道保罗曾真的害怕过呢？
Well, look at verse 9.
来看第九节。
The Lord appeared to Paul and said to him, Do not be afraid, Paul.
主向保罗显现，并对他说，保罗，不要怕。
God will not waste words telling Paul not to be afraid if he was not afraid.
如果保罗不曾害怕，神也不必浪费唇舌来安慰他了。
In fact, if you look carefully at the great men of God throughout the scripture,
事实上，如果你留意整本圣经中的属灵伟人，
You will find so many of them were fearful and discouraged.
你会发现，他们很多人都曾害怕、沮丧过。
In the book of Numbers, we see Moses discouraged.
在民数记里，我们看到摩西曾沮丧过。
Joshua was fearful and discouraged.
约书亚曾害怕、沮丧过。
Elijah was found in the spirit of despair.
以利亚曾陷入绝望中。
Godly King Hezekiah was fearful and cried to the Lord.
敬畏神的西西家王曾因恐惧向神呼求。
Job cursed the day that he was born.
约伯曾咒诅自己的生日。
And the Lord Jesus Christ himself was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief.
主耶稣基督他自己就是多受痛苦、常经忧患的人。
In Acts 18, you see the Apostle Paul arriving in Corinth.
使徒行传18章记载，使徒保罗抵达了哥林多。
He came from Athens to Corinth.
他从雅典来到哥林多。
He left one city that was full of intellectual and philosophical pride.
他刚离开了那个充斥着骄傲的城市，他们以自己哲学和知识的成就自豪。
And went to a city that was full of pride for their immorality.
现在来到了一个以道德败坏著称而狂妄自大的城市。
This was a tough assignment, but God sent him there anyway.
这是一个很艰巨的任务，但是神还是差遣他去到了那里。
I want to tell you something very important about the city of Corinth.
我想先讲讲哥林多城的一些重要的背景。
Corinth was one of the great commercial centers of the Roman Empire.
哥林多是罗马帝国的一个庞大商业中心。
Corinth was also the center of wickedness and pagan worship.
也是邪恶和异教崇拜的中心。
One temple was filled with 1,000 temple prostitutes.
一个庙宇里就有1000个左右的庙妓。
Now you understand the fear that gripped the Apostle Paul when he landed in this city.
现在你明白为什么使徒保罗抵达这个城市时会感到恐惧了。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
I want to share some good news with you today.
今天我想跟你分享一些好消息。
In the times of fear, God does not leave you alone.
在你害怕的时候，神没有让你单独面对。
In the times of discouragement, God does not abandon you.
在你沮丧的时候，神没有抛弃你。
In times of loneliness, God reveals himself to you.
在你孤独的时候，神会向你显现。
Look at the book of Acts again, chapter 18, verses 1 to 17.
让我们再来看《使徒行传》18章1到17节。
I want to tell you about four things that God did with Paul in order to encourage his faithful servant.
我们看到神从四个方面来鼓励他忠心的仆人保罗。
First, he provided him with godly friends.
首先他为保罗预备敬畏神的朋友。
Verses 2 to 4.
二到四节。
Secondly, God blessed him with fruit for his labor.
第二，神赐福他，给他耕耘的果效。
Verses 5 to 8.
在五到八节。
Thirdly, God fellowshipped with him in a special way.
第三，神以一种特别的方式与他同行。
Verses 9 to 11.
在九到十一节。
And then fourthly, God caused the frustration of the enemy's plan.
第四，神让敌人的计划受挫。
Verses 12 to 17.
在十二到十七节。
Look at the first point.
现在来看第一点。
In times of fear, the faithful child of God is never alone.
身为神忠心的儿女，在面对恐惧的时候，你不孤单。
Look at verses 2 to 3.
请看二到三节。
There is one thing you must never do in times of fear.
在你害怕的时候，有一件事要避免。
And that is to lock yourself up.
那就是将自己封闭起来。
You should never isolate yourself.
你绝对不要让自己孤立。
You must never cut yourself out of Christian fellowship.
你不要让自己脱离和基督徒朋友的来往。
So God provided the Apostle Paul with a godly couple.
所以神为保罗预备了一对敬畏神的夫妇成为他的朋友。
Aquila and Priscilla were God's gift to Paul's burden of responsibility.
亚居拉和百基拉是神给保罗的礼物，为保罗分担重担的。
They were a provision of love to his faithful servant.
他们对神忠心的仆人提供爱心帮助。
And let me tell you, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请听我说。
If the Apostle Paul needed someone to walk with him in times of discouragement and fear, you and I need it as well.
如果保罗在恐惧和沮丧的时候都需要有人陪伴他的话，你和我则更需要了。
Aquila and Priscilla were not ordinary friends.
亚居拉和百基拉不仅是普通的朋友。
They were incredible friends.
他们是非常难得的良朋益友。
in the book of Romans, chapter 16, verses 3 and 4,
在罗马书十六章的三到四节
Paul tells us that they were ready to give up their lives for him.
保罗告诉我们，他们愿意为保罗将自己的生命置之度外。
So you can understand what kind of friends they were.
这样你就明白他们是怎样的朋友了。
The God of comfort met the needs of his discouraged servant.
神的安慰临到了处于沮丧中他的仆人。
Not only by giving him new friends who are ready to risk their lives for him,
不仅预备了肯为他舍命的朋友,
but he sent his old friends Silas and Timothy from Macedonia.
而且还从马其顿把他的老朋友希拉和提摩太带来。
My listening friends, please listen to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
When you are faithful to God,
你对神忠心。
He will minister to you in your times of discouragement.
他就会在你沮丧时扶持你。
When your desire is to honor God,
你渴望荣耀神。
He will provide for your every need.
他就会为你预备一切。
When your life's goal is to serve the living God,
若你生活的目标就是要服侍这位真神。
He will always send a godly friend to minister to you.
他就会差派敬畏神的朋友来帮助你。
God not only provided the Apostle Paul with two godly friends to walk with him,
神不仅为保罗预备了两位敬畏神的朋友与他为伴。
But secondly, God blessed the Apostle Paul with fruit for his labor.
第二，神还赐福保罗，让他有耕耘的果效。
Most of us would surely get discouraged when we work long and hard and don't see fruit for our labor.
我们大多数人在付出了艰巨的努力却见不到耕耘的果效时，肯定会感到沮丧。
And Paul worked long and hard in Corinth.
保罗长期在哥林多辛勤工作。
He spent hours in the synagogues persuading people.
他花很多时间在犹太人的会堂中劝导百姓。
Persuading them to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ who appeared to him on the road to Damascus.
想让他们也来了解那位在大马士革的路上向他显现的主耶稣基督。
The one who was crucified and rose again.
那位被钉十字架又从死里复活的主。
Is no other than the Messiah himself.
他正是那位弥赛亚。
And he was proving this to them from Scripture.
保罗用经文向人们证明这一切。
He worked long and hard, but it appeared that nothing was happening.
他辛勤耕耘，却似乎一无所获。
But once the Apostle Paul recognized that he is throwing pearls before swine,
一旦保罗发觉他是将珍珠丢在猪前，枉费心机。
He got up and shook the dust off his feet.
他站起身来，跺掉脚上的尘土。
This is a very dramatic form of rejection.
这是非常有戏剧效果的动作，表示划清界限。
And that's what Paul is doing with the religious leaders in the synagogue.
保罗在会堂的宗教领袖面前就是这么做的。
As if to say to them, your rejection of the Messiah is such a blasphemy that I want nothing of it to stick to me.
似乎要告诉他们，你们拒绝弥赛亚是非常亵渎的行为，我绝不参与，这一切与我无干。
Paul was faithful in delivering the message.
保罗很忠心地将神的信息传递给他们。
But they are now responsible for their rejection.
而他们要为自己拒绝基督而付上代价。
God wants to encourage his servant.
神想鼓励他的仆人。
And God is so concerned with all the details of his faithful servant, the Apostle Paul.
也非常关心他忠心的仆人保罗的方方面面。
God knew a fruit for his labor would encourage him.
神知道一个经耕耘而得的果实能鼓励他。
So here's what the Bible said in verse 8.
圣经在第八节这么说。
Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord and with all his household.
管会堂的基利斯布和他的全家都信了主。
Paul's effort appeared to be fruitless, but it was not so.
保罗的努力似乎要一无所获， 但最终并非如此。
In fact, the conversion of the leader of the synagogue created such a havoc that the Corinthians wanted Paul to be silenced.
事实上，那位管会堂的信主产生了相当大的震动，以至于哥林多人想叫保罗闭口，不再传讲耶稣。
But for the encouragement of Paul, God gave him this man and his family to come to Christ.
为了鼓励保罗，神让他将这人和他全家人带到基督的面前。
So God not only sends faithful friends,
神不仅为他预备忠心的朋友，
not only gives him fruit for his labor,
赐给他耕耘的果实，
but thirdly, God personally fellowships with him in the times of fear and discouragement.
而且第三，还在保罗害怕沮丧的时候，亲自与他同行。
God wanted to encourage Paul at the highest level.
神要在最高的层面上鼓励保罗。
So the Lord Jesus personally comes to him in a vision.
因此主耶稣亲自向他显现。
And he said to him, Do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking and don't be silent.
并对他说，不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。
If Paul was struggling in his mind,
如果保罗心里正在挣扎犹疑，
whether he is in Corinth according to the will of God or not,
他到哥林多来是不是符合神的旨意？
The Lord Jesus appears to Paul and tells him five things.
主耶稣向保罗显现，至少告诉他有五点。
Number one, don't be afraid.
第一，不要害怕。
Secondly, go on speaking.
第二，继续传讲。
Thirdly, I am with you.
第三，我与你同在。
Fourthly, no man will attack you or harm you.
第四，没有人能下手害你。
Fifthly, there are many people in this city that are to be won for me.
第五，这城中有许多百姓将会归向我。
Have you ever stood for the gospel and been attacked for your faithfulness?
你曾经因为捍卫福音和忠心的缘故而被攻击吗？
Then you will understand the incredible joy that came upon the Apostle Paul's heart.
那么你就能理解保罗心里所产生的那种奇妙的喜乐。
In the times of fears and discouragement in my life, I have heard the precious voice of the Lord.
在我害怕沮丧的时候，也曾听到过主宝贵的话语。
He spoke to my heart so clearly that I could never doubt it.
他的话语清晰地进入我的心里，使我丝毫没有怀疑。
God not only provides you godly friends in times of fear and discouragement.
在你恐惧和沮丧的时候，神会为你预备敬畏神的朋友。
God not only gives you fruit for your labor.
神会赐给你耕耘的果实。
God not only fellowships with you personally.
他会亲自地与你同行。
But fourthly, God frustrates the enemy on your behalf.
第四，神还会替你阻挡敌人。
Paul's opponents tried to intimidate him and stop him from preaching.
保罗的敌人试图恐吓并阻止他传讲福音。
But when that did not work, they dragged him into court.
当看到这些都不起作用的时候，他们又拉他上了公堂。
The people were hoping that the proconsul Gallio would rule against the preaching of the gospel.
这些人希望地方总督加流能够以法律行动制止福音的传讲。
But my listening friends, when you are faithful to God,
亲爱的朋友，当你对神忠心的时候，
even your enemies will be on your side.
甚至你的敌人都会站在你这边。
And so, instead of having a landmark decision for the Roman Empire,
加流非但没有替罗马帝国做出划时代的判决。
The proconsul said, case dismissed.
这位总督说，销案，审讯无效。
When you are faithful to God, your enemy's plan will be frustrated.
当你对神忠心，你敌人的计划都会落空。
When you are faithful to God, God promised never to leave you nor forsake you.
你对神忠心，神应许你，他永不会离弃你。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
亲爱的听众朋友们， 欢迎您来信与我们分享交流，聆听天路导向节目的感动，也欢迎您向我们索取天路导向两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来。我们的电邮地址是 daoxiang@liangyou.net， 就是导向汉语拼音 @liangyou.net， 请注明要天路导向的小册子便可获得。非常感谢麦克牧师的讲解。是的，盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。其实一切的恐惧、害怕都不是从神来的，而是从魔鬼撒旦来的。主耶稣基督他自己就是多受痛苦、常经忧患的人。当我们害怕沮丧的时候，我们要学习使徒保罗，依靠神，与神同行，并且结交敬畏神的朋友，相信神会扶持你走出沮丧。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您来信与我们分享交流，聆听天路导向节目的感受。我们的电邮地址是导向汉语拼音 @liangyou.net， 就是daoxiang@liangyou.net。我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
在这黑暗的时代，许多人在寻找爱，
无助无奈，是否世上真有爱？
却发现这份爱，
一直心里的伤害，这永远都不离开。
我愿奉献我一生，只需为主做见证，单靠自己我不能，唯有依靠却难生。我愿奉献我一生，只需为主做见证，单靠自己我不能，唯有依靠却难生。求主生命赐给我们勇气，我愿突破我自己，持续为主传福音。求主赐下生命赐给我们能力，
我必到世界地极，
持续传扬主福
寻找爱，
无助无奈，是否世上真有爱？
在这迷茫的时代，我却发现这份爱，
一直心里的伤害，
这爱永远都不离开。我愿奉献我一生，持续为主做见证，要靠自己我不能，唯有依靠却难生。我愿奉献我一生，只需为主做见证，单靠自己我不能，唯有依靠却难生。求主赐下生命赐给我们勇气，
我愿突破我自己，
只需为主传福音。